Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. And we're having a great visit with a new friend, Stephen Williams. Stephen P. Williams is the name on the book, Blockchain, The Next Everything, a book that I'm one of my new books that I'm excited about, folks, and I encourage you to check it out. I'm actually reading, Stephen, I'm reading about three different blockchain books right now. I'm doing everything I can sure that I know as much about what's going on. And everybody's approach is a little different and a little more instructive, a little more illuminating. Somebody says something, you know, one of the books I'm reading is very technical. One of them is more basic than yours, and yours is right, you know, yours is in the sweet spot, right where people who are, you know, who are interested, who believe that what I'm, when we tell them that this is coming at them, they're going to love your book because it is in plain English. It's available wherever books are sold, right?
Oh, yes, it is, yeah. Audio, and Kindle, and hardcover.
And you have it your own, you have a website you want to give us?
The website is thenexteverything.net.
Okay, so check that out. Stephen, talk to us about where you see all this going. What's the future of blockchain? We have to talk about, and as we talk about this, we have to weave in here the future of trust, because blockchain, in my opinion, is nothing if not the platform on which we will deliver our digital trust. What do you think?
Well, I think that's true, and I think what we're doing with blockchain is building a new internet of trust and value. So the past internet, the one we all love, is based on sharing information, and it's all been taken over by three or four giant corporations. The new internet of trust based on blockchain and distributed technologies will give people the ability to have faith in what they're dealing with, in the information that they come across, and the ability to share their money, their intellectual property and other goods with others, and also to be reimbursed for it.
Right. That's a really important point there, the reimbursement thing. That's the beauty to me of the smart contract. And I like using that term. I don't know. I'm going to get your thoughts on that. When I think of blockchain as an application, I like using the term smart contract because I think it's intuitive. It's the kind of thing that makes a small business owner say their ears perk up a little bit. And we like contracts and we sure want them to be smart. And if smart means that it's to our advantage, that we actually gain some advantage, then that's something that we're going to want. And especially if we learn that in a smart contract, going forward, one of the things that can become standard is whenever we deliver, we get paid. Or we can, you know, we can, you know, right now, when a big company gives us a contract, it's in their favor. It's all mattered in their favor, but I think blockchain will change some of that. What do you think?
Well, I think that's a really good point. Right now, you can sign a contract with a company, and they might be thinking, oh, I'll probably have the money to pay you in 3 months when my other invoices come in.
Mm-hmm.
But they might not. Some of these companies are living on a gamble, really. And with smart contracts, you make a commitment, and it has to be fulfilled, because basically you can put money in escrow that's paid out when the job is done. I think it's brilliant. I've always worked for myself all my life, and I've had a lot of problems with people not wanting to pay me on
time. Oh, yeah. What about in the future? Let's go macro a little bit now. In the future, you won't have a deed to your house. It'll be on the block, on a blockchain. It'll be on a distributed ledger. We won't need a probate office in the future. An automobile, if there are automobiles in the future, you'll do those the same way. Governments will be able to save trillions of dollars in work that a blockchain can handle that we currently have bureaucrats doing. Am I right about that?
Well, that's the hope and that's the desire, and that's actually what I believe. It hasn't been proven yet. We're still at the very early stages
of
blockchain.
We're barely on the threshold of blockchain, aren't we?
Yes, I would say that. And so the big ideas are there, and they look possible, but we've got to fulfill them.
Yeah. This is an area, Stephen, that I believe will be the ownership of the millennials and the Gen Zs. This will be, in my opinion, this century will look back, and what they do with blockchain, those two generations do with blockchain, will be the mark of their generations. What do you think? Quickly, last thoughts.
Yes, I totally agree with that. It's the technology of the future, and I'm older than they are, and I'm embracing it, and I think that they'll jump right on board.
Me too. Blockchain, the future of everything. Stephen Pete Williams. Stephen, come back another day. I'm Jim Blassingame. I got to go for this hour. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.